Jenny, then, I believe that's our ring.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Just pull right up here, Cedric, and we'll walk over to the river. You got the lunch back there, Abner?
Got everything. Lunch and the coffee bucket and the miller bucket, holds everything.
Good.
Just can't wait till I drop my line, that big eddy. I just got a feeling I'm going to take that big bass out of there today.
Uh-oh, Moby Dick.
That's the one. Sure. 1 pound if he weighs 8 pounds if he weighs an ounce.
Yeah, closer to 10, I'd say. Or even a mite over 10.
Now, just what would make you say that?
Well, I... nothing.
You never caught over a 2 pound bass in your whole life.
Right, huh?
Don't get a stepped off that running board there right in that hole like a smart man.
Well, watch that. Don't spill them groceries.
No, sir, you ain't never caught a fish of no size. Or maybe if you asked that big critter how much he weighed, and he told you might over 10 pounds, stuck his head out of the water and said, I weigh...
Oh, hey, Chef Abner, I just happen to know a little more than you do about fishing, and it don't set good with you, does it?
Oh, fiddle-dee-dee.
Well, would you want to eat lunch now, fellas?
Lunch? Only 7:10.
Boy, is that all it is? I sure am hungry.
Well, here, Cedric. There's a mashed potato sandwich. Now, don't go stuffing yourself all day, though. If I land that Moby Dick, we're going to have the out-capping this bass supper with my face you ever drawed a chair to. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, now, don't go getting your appetites all roused up for a bass supper, Abner. Ain't nobody ever got old Moby Dick as fur as a table yet.
You watch me. I've got a feeling today's the day. My day.
You know, Moby Dick's been in deep hole there for over 3 years. Kind of seems like he belongs there.
Yeah. Wonder how a big feller like him ever got in there in the first place.
I don't know. You'll find him once in a while like that.
Watch where you're going, Lom. You're walking off the path.
Yeah.
Toby.
Old Moby Dick more than likely set out to do some exploring when he's a young fish and found this big quiet hole and just decided to settle down there and take the place over.
Yeah.
Homestead.
Yeah. More likely couldn't get out of there if he wanted to now.
Yeah, just sort of drove it up in the place, I reckon.
Yeah.
He's a pretty sly old codger.
Hey, don't come too sly for Abner Peabody. You two fellas just leave me alone for a while. I'll show you how to catch a bass.
Oh, I tried to get him yesterday, but he wouldn't even look at my bait. I believe I'll go up the creek and try for some catfish.
Yeah, catfish is nice, but I'll take a bath any day.
Oh, Mama fries catfish awful good. I don't know just how she does it, but...
Hey, up, Cedric. You scare the critter.
Oof.
I don't want us to go wrong, so be quiet. Here we are, right here by the hole here. Now, if you fellas just leave me alone, don't be giving me no advice. Wait a minute, though. Maybe you fellas like to try first. I don't want to be selfish about
you. No, you go ahead, Abner. You seem to think it's your lucky day. I don't believe I want to catch him no way.
What's the matter if you, Lum? You act like you're chicken-hearted. Or face-hearted all of a sudden. Don't you like the fish no more?
Oh, yeah. It ain't sad. I don't know. Well, Abner, I'll tell you something about old Moby Dick down in there, but you wouldn't believe it anyway. Go ahead. I reckon me and Cedric would go on up the creek and try for a mess of catfish. Good luck to one of you.
How?
Go ahead, bait your hook, get it in there. He's waiting for you.
Yeah, all right. Well, won't be long now. I've just got a feeling. Huh? What do you mean you tell me something about old Moby Dick, but I wouldn't believe it, Lom?
Just what I said. I'd tell you a little story about that old warrior down there, but you wouldn't believe it.
A fish story?
No, it ain't no fish story. Not like you mean.
Now, don't go tell me that old Moby Dick is the big one that got away, Lom.
I never said nothing about that. Go ahead, bait your hook. Drop it in there. Maybe he's hungry. Hurry up before your lucky feeling gets away from you.
You're talking awful peculiar today, Lom. What's got into you? Cedric, get away from that bank and quit staring down there in that water.
Oh, I was just looking down there to see if I could see him anywhere.
Oh, can you see him?
God.
What's the matter? What's the matter?
Oh, I just seen my own reflections down there. Kind of scared me for a second.
Well, get back. Don't go scaring that big fish.
He's down there, all right. I just see his snout sticking out from under that big root.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, he stays there most of the time, I think.
He's kind of easing his way out a little now. I can see a shadow moving along the bottom there. Boy, is he a big...
Sammy, get back away from there. More like we're coming out to look for some victuals, and now's my big chance. Would you please get away from that bank?
Yeah, come on, Cedric. Let's me and you move on up the creek and let Abner alone.
Well, can't I stay and watch Mr. Lone?
No, come on. Now, if we stay here and Abner don't get a nibble, the whole thing will be our fault. Come on, holler if you need any help, Abner.
Yeah, well, I don't need no help. He's as good as landed right now.
Golly, Mr. Abner's feeling awful sure of his yesterday.
Yeah. I don't believe he's going to get old Moby Dick, though. The old fella will be cagey for a while after what happened yesterday. Nothing.
What was that, Mr. Long?
Nothing, Cedric. I was just thinking out loud.
But you'd like to stay there and go and watch Mr. Abner. Boy, he'd sure be a sight to watch him land a big fella like that old Moby Dick.
It might not be as much fun as you think, Cedric.
Mom?
Cedric, when you're all by yourself sometimes, just thinking about one thing or another, and your mind comes to rest on, well, say the meadow back at the Bartons there, what's the first thing you see, sort of, in your mind?
Well, I reckon it's that great big oak tree, Mr. Long.
Wouldn't seem the same if that old tree was gone, would it? Cut down and ripped up for firewood, would it?
Golly, I never thought about it, but it sure wouldn't.
Kind of belongs there, don't it? And for instance, a deep hole back there where Abner's fishing right now. It's a nice thing to think about, you know. Turn over in your mind.
Well, it's a right pretty place, all right.
There's more than that, I believe, Cedric. It's got an old feller down there to kind of run the place. Big old ornery independent critter by the name of Moby Dick. A big old bass that bosses the place. Taken it over and been running it for a long time now. His place, what it is, belongs to him. He's the king. More likely got a lot of pride in the way he's got folks talking about him, him and his little domain there. Wouldn't seem right somehow to yank the old fella out of there and stick him in a hot stove. Seem like when it's his time to leave, he ought to be allowed to leave in his own way with the same kind of dignity he's growed up to be old with. Just seems like if you'd take him out of there, you'd take the heart out of the place.
Well, golly, Mr. Lum, I never thought of it that way.
Oh, Cedric!
It sounds like Mr. Abner, Mr. Lum. Thought I heard him hollering a minute or so ago. Reckon he went and caught old Moby Dick?
I don't know, Cedric.
Well, let's hurry back and see.
Yeah, no use hurrying, though. You done got him, you done got him. Dad, blame it. I was just in hopes maybe he'd give up the idea and be satisfied with a string of catfish for supper.
Sure wouldn't seem right to come out here to Deep Hole, not see old Moby Dick loafing down there amongst them rocks and that old tree root.
Yeah.
Look, you can see Mr. Abner through them little pines there. He's bending over his hook, but I don't see no bass.
Granny, from the way he's hollering, I thought he had the old boy for sure.
Did you get him, Mr. Abner?
Yeah, if you'd
have
got here a little sooner, I could have told it. Dad, blame it. Where'd you fellas get to, anyway?
We thought we heard you hollering, but we weren't sure, Mr. Abner.
Well, you ain't never gonna believe this, I know that, but I'll tell you fellas, I had him. Had him right here on the bank.
You never.
Go ahead. Tell me I'm fibbing. I can't prove nothing.
Got away, huh?
Honest, Lord. I never landed a fish so quick in my life. Said I got to that bank excited, taking him off the hook, he flopped right back in the water.
You're fibbing, Abner.
I knowed you'd say that, but I don't care what you think. He got away.
You throwed him back.
Huh?
I know you did. That's the story I was going to tell you a while ago, Emma. I caught the old fella yesterday. I done the same thing.
Well, bless your heart. Bless your little heart.